Hey, podcast people, this is Azrin, the language nerd here. I'm the owner of the Calgary Language Nerds, and welcome to this podcast episode. I would like to talk about something very powerful today. And if you listen to what I have to say and you truly internalize it and you act on it, it's going to make a very big difference in your language learning process. It's going to make the language learning process faster for you and a much more positive experience for you. And best of all, I think if you implement what we talk about today in other facets of your life, you are going to also notice some positive benefits. And the topic for today is telling the truth. Many of us, myself included, we lie far too often when it comes to learning other languages. We are liars. We lie a lot. Or if we don't lie, we mask the truth. We conceal the truth. We mask and conceal the truth. You might be thinking to yourself, Azrin, what do you mean that we lie as language learners or that we mask the truth? What the heck does that even mean? Let me give you a few circumstances where language learners commonly lie. And I'm including myself in this. I also do this, and it's not good. I have to change this. I have changed this over time, but I have a long way to go. One circumstance where language learners lie is when they take classes. They do not share with their tutor or their teacher how they feel about the class. Many people take classes and there are aspects of the class they don't like. Sometimes they take classes and they don't like what the teacher's doing, or perhaps they feel that the way the teacher's teaching the class is not helping them learn, and they don't share it. Most language learners, in my experience, simply keep it to themselves or they complain about it with their classmates. This is a bad idea. You're either outright lying to the teacher in the sense of the teacher might even ask you, how do you feel about the class, and you don't say anything, or at the bare minimum, you are concealing the truth by not expressing it and putting it out in the world. You need to tell the truth. You need to get that out of your body and tell your teacher or your tutor. That's important. Telling the truth in this context is very powerful. Number one, it gives you the teacher or tutor the opportunity to change the way that he or she teaches and make adjustments to that will actually help you learn. And if they do that, you will learn more and you'll have a much more positive experience. Telling the truth gives the teacher and a tutor an opportunity to relook at how they teach and perhaps help other language learners in the future, because that teacher is probably going to teach other language learners and or is already teaching other language learners, and that feedback will help them to improve. It's important. It's really hard. But I think it's still important. I think when you tell the truth in this particular context, one of two things will happen. Option one is they take it very well, and very quickly they make an effort to teach better, and it ends up being a positive experience right away. Thing number two that could happen is maybe they don't take it well and it hurts their feelings, or they get mad at you, or they act hurt, or they don't change their ways and it becomes kind of awkward. And I think that is a real possibility. What occurs to me right now on an intuitive level is that it's worth the risk. As long as you're polite and you come from a good place, and you do it in such a way where you're honest, you're honest, but you're not harsh, and you are kind as you possibly can be, I think it's worth the risk because it will benefit you. There's a real good chance that it benefits your learning as well as the learning of so many other people. And even if it doesn't work out, and it hurts the teacher's feelings, it hurts the tutor's feelings, or they really take it poorly, I still think it's worth it. I still believe it's worth it. Because even though initially they might take it poorly, 3 months down the line, they might realize what you said has some truth to it. And they're like, you know what? You're right. often when we hear the truth, it hurts us in the short term, but it helps us in the long term. It's usually how it is, at least in my experience. People tell me things I don't always like, and I usually reject it up front to save my pride. But in the long term, I usually end up listening. It sinks in, and I at least think about it. At least I think about it when someone tells the truth. The truth is very powerful. Very, very powerful. And when you tell the truth to your tutor or your teacher that there's things you don't like about the class, something will happen. And now, it may not happen immediately, but something positive will come out of it. Even if in the short term, maybe something negative happens, as in the tutor or teacher reacts poorly. And I'll be honest with you, most of the time, he or she will not react poorly if you come at it with the right intent. You're careful about what words you use, the tone of voice you have. Generally speaking, it's not going to have a crazy negative effect. It's actually going to have a positive effect. Now, telling the truth goes the other way too in this context. It's not only about telling the truth when the tutor or teacher is not doing a great job, in your opinion, but it's also about telling them when they are doing a good job. You also have to tell the truth in that way. You have to. It's very important. You have to tell the truth at all points in time and share it out loud with people. I believe it's important. It helps the tutor become better because he or she realizes what strengths that tutor has, and they will double down on them. He or she will double down on them. Makes the tutor or teacher feel good. It establishes a stronger relationship or bond between you and the tutor or you and the teacher, which will help you learn more, by the way. That act of kindness, in a way, of telling the truth, is going to help that person's self-esteem. It's going to help their self-esteem, and they're going to learn something about themselves and become more self-aware. And self-awareness is very powerful as well. Very, very powerful. This is something I'm working on personally, telling the truth more often. I'm focusing on that. Even like literally right now, I'm just going to open up my phone here. I want to read you some messages I sent out. These are to various different people. I'm going to omit the names. This is to a friend. Hi, my friend's name. I've been thinking of you for the past couple of months, but haven't taken the time to send you a message to say hello. I miss talking to you. That was me telling the truth. Here's a message to one of my tutors. I said, hi, I forgot to text you after your first class. How do you think it went? I also wanted to see if we could set up a weekly 30-minute class between the two of us. I'm interested in learning more of the language. On an unrelated note, I want you to know that I see some real potential in you. I believe you have the chance to create a bright, happy future for yourself. You speak well and have above average problem-solving skills for someone your age. I'm also impressed by how much you've taught yourself the target language. It's admirable. Let me read you another one. This is another tutor I sent it to. I admire your kindness and your warm-hearted nature. You have an invisible internal drive that shines through. Keep doing you and have a wonderful day. I'll read you another one. Where'd it go? I can't find it. Anyway, I just told the truth. Just telling the truth, and I'm doing it more actively. I have another person, you know, here's another example of telling the truth. This is a non-language example. There's a conversation I'm probably going to have to have with someone that's going to be super awkward, but I have to tell the truth. Past Azrin probably would have found a polite way to get out of the situation to someone that might want to do some work for me, and I have to tell them no. And it's someone I know reasonably well. Not crazy well, they're not like best friends or anything, but it's someone I know reasonably well, and I have to tell them no, and we're going to have a very difficult conversation, and I'm going to have to tell them the truth, and we're going to have a very honest and truthful conversation, and I'm going to tell the full truth. Now, what does the full truth mean? Let me explain. I'm going to tell this person that, hey, I can't have you work in this position. Here's why. But that's not the full truth. The full truth also is expressing how I feel about this person as a human being. So I'm also going to say, I think you're an amazing human being. I think you have this skill. You have this skill. I admire this about you. For this role, it's not going to work. Here's why. Here's why. Here's why. I think you lack X, Y, Z, which is what's required for this role. But I also think you have X, Y, you know, ABC, which is amazing. So I'm telling a full rounded truth as the best I can. You have to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth. In a language learning context, again, this is a big one that all of us do, myself included, but we have to strive to change it. When we're with native speakers, one thing we do is we either A, nod and smile as if we're understanding everything they say, or we sit quietly and conceal the fact, we don't share the fact that we're completely lost in the conversation. That's not okay. Sometimes, to be polite, you may keep quiet and choose to not stop the native speaker from speaking, because having a certain level of social awareness and being kind to the others in the room, meaning you don't want to disrupt the person from talking at every word they say if there's others in the room and how do I say this? If you're speaking to a native speaker and there are other native speakers there or other people there, and it's a casual non-language learning environment, you don't want to stop the person from talking every second sentence because the other people in the room are going to get a little bit frustrated. So you have to have a little bit of tact. But you also can't, throughout the whole time, nod and smile as if you're understanding everything he or she says. And act as if, oh yeah, I understand. Yeah, let's keep going. I don't think so. Not the whole time. You have to speak up sometimes and say, I don't understand what you said. I actually don't know what you said. Wait, you speak really fast for me. What was that word? What does that mean? You have to speak up as well. You have to do that. You will learn. And it creates a honest foundation for the relationship or friendship you have with that other person. It does. Otherwise, you're basing your relationship partially on a lie. And to be honest, it's not necessarily going to create a very negative relationship, not necessarily, because with time you might get more fluent and you build a more honest relationship. But if you base it on the truth, they might realize, oh, you don't understand. That gives the native speaker an opportunity. It gives him he or she the opportunity to help you understand. And listen, let's put it this way. I actually told this to someone recently in a one-on-one private conversation. It was a very difficult conversation. I told her the truth, and I was probably a little bit... It's been sitting in my head for a long time. I've wanted to tell her this for quite some time, this one person I'm thinking of. So because I bottled the truth up, when it finally came out of my mouth, I probably said it with way too much force. And it turned out being okay, but I should have told the truth a long time ago. Because the truth eventually comes out, by the way. That's the funny thing about this. You think you're hiding it, but it comes out. You're not tricking anyone. Or you trick them in the short term. You don't trick them in the long term. So for this one person I'm thinking of, I told her, listen, when you talk, she has lots of friends that speak a particular language, the language she's learning, and she's talked to lots of these people regularly, like weekly, sometimes daily, like there's 10 plus of them. I was like, listen, when you don't tell your friends or these people you talk to regularly that you don't understand what they're saying, your friend believes that you understand. So your friend tells you the story of when they went out on that date and they believe that you understood what you said because you said you understood. And you've been saying you understand for the number of years you've known this person. So this person believes that they have told you these stories and that you have created a bond because your friend has shared these stories with you. This is what I'm telling this one individual. Your friends are telling you these stories, and they believe that you understand these stories. And because they believe you understand, they feel a certain way towards you. But you didn't understand. So your friends have believed a lie. Your friends have believed a certain lie. They've told you certain things. You've built a relationship or a bond or a friendship based on certain things that they have told you, that they think you understood they think you understood, let's just keep it there, keep it simple, but you didn't. So when you don't speak up with your friends, you are creating a false friendship with them, a false relationship based in lies. That's not okay. It's not okay. You have to tell them, I don't know what you said. I don't know what that means. Can you repeat that? What does that word mean? And her friends speak English too, so they can help translate, and they can do this. And when the other person goes, oh, you don't understand, and they switch to English, and they stop using the target language, well, now you have to share how that makes you feel. You have to say, please, Mr. Friend, Mrs. Friend, hopefully you don't call your friends Mr. Friend, Mr. Friend, but you say, hey, listen, I would appreciate it if you kept speaking in the target language, French, Spanish, whatever, because I want to practice. Could you continue speaking in the target language and not in English? I want to practice. Please do it. I know it's hard for me, but please keep doing it. Maybe try and speak a little slower. You have to say that. You have to do that. And the person will hopefully switch. And maybe they switch for two sentences into the target language, then they switch back to English. Well, you have to speak your truth again and say, hey, really sorry. Can you stick in the target language? I'm wanting to practice. Would you mind? Is that okay with you? And they go, oh, yeah, I forgot. They switch, and they switch to English again. You have to say, hey, can you do it? I would really appreciate it if you did. Keep speaking your truth. Now, you have to keep speaking it. Eventually, the person might say, wow, this is way too hard for me to speak in the target language. And now you have to speak your truth again. And you're going to have to make a decision. You might go, okay, well, listen, I would love for you to, but I really like you and you're a great person. And listen, I don't want to make it hard on you to have to make you speak in the target language. I would love it if you did, but if it's really that hard for you, okay, that's okay. Let's just use English. And there we go. That diffuses a lot of that tension you feel every time you speak with them. Because a lot of people feel when they speak to native speakers, oh, I wish they'd have spoke to me in the target language. And it creates this negative emotional dissonance in you. This negative, is dissonance the right word? Negative emotions in you. It doesn't feel good. It feels bad. So by telling the truth, it diffuses all of that in a very short period of time. So you have to tell the truth. So sometimes when you tell the truth, one of two things happens when you tell the truth. Either the person conforms to what you want, or they don't, but it gets you out of limbo. It gets you out of limbo. Now, telling the truth is important not just in language learning context. It's important in non-language context too. In fact, perhaps it's more important in day-to-day life to tell the truth than it is with language learning, in my opinion. The truth is very powerful, very, very powerful. And I think we have to strive to tell the truth. We have to, no matter what the consequences are. Well, I don't know if no matter what the consequences are. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but you have to tell the truth more often. I think that's important. Or at least don't tell outright lies. Maybe that's the, at least don't tell an outright lie. Sometimes it's hard to know what the truth is. That's difficult. But you can at least not say things that you know are lies. That much we can all do. Anything else I want to say today? I don't think so. Let's wrap it up. This was longer than I actually anticipated recording. So thank you for your attention. I hope this is useful for you. And I suppose on the theme of telling the truth, I'll wrap it up here. I would really appreciate donations. Something that's like kind of inside of me that I'm not telling the full truth about, that I should probably tell. I need to be more honest about this. Like, I really want everyone. Is it really everyone? I think it is everyone, but I understand if not everyone does it. But it's hard to know the truth. I'm trying to think what the truth is. Here's what I can say truthfully. I want there to be more. I want more people out of my audience to give me donations for the hard work that I do for the language learning community. There we go. I said it. I want more people that follow me to pay me, to send me donations for the hard work that I do for the language learning community. I think that's my truth. I think some people send donations, but I want there to be significantly more. I feel a certain amount of negative emotion in me sometimes. I go, man, there's a good 1,000 people, let's say hundreds of people that follow me. But I don't think I get, like, that genuinely follow me, that listen to all the podcasts, that come to regular drop-in classes, or, and they don't send me donations for it. And you don't have to send donations for it. That's okay if you don't. There's not some, I don't want you to feel guilty if you don't. That's for sure. I don't want you to feel guilty. But my truth, if I'm going to share my truth, I think that's my truth. I want there to be far more people that send me donations because I work very hard. I work very, very hard for those in the language learning community. And I want to be financially paid for it. I want to be paid well for it. Yeah, that's my truth. And I feel really weird saying that out loud. I feel like it's not appropriate to say that, maybe. Yeah, I feel like it's inappropriate, or I feel dirty saying it, actually, for some reason. It doesn't feel very pure, but it is my truth. I think that's true, at least as of right now, as I'm saying it. Now, to tell the full truth, if you don't donate, I don't view you any more negatively. I don't think you're a bad person. I don't want you to stop listening because you can't send me a donation. That's not what I want. But I would like more people to send donations than what the number is now. That for sure I think is true. I'll tell you another piece of truth, actually. I don't feel very good about myself in one respect. There's people that I listen to and I consume their content and I appreciate so much. They've brought so much value to my life and I've done nothing in return for them, or very little. And I feel guilty about it. I don't feel good about that. If I'm going to speak my truth today, I think one thing that all of us have to do, me too, I'm really bad at this. I feel ashamed of myself. I don't feel good about myself for this. There's so many people in our lives that have done so much good for us. It could be just a content creator, could be a family member, and we don't do anything to show our appreciation. Nothing. Myself included, by the way. There's people I follow online, and right after I finish this podcast, I'm going to go do it, actually. I'm going to go send a donation to them. There's people that I follow that have an option to send donations to them. I'm going to go send a sizable one to some of them, what I can afford. There's one person I'm going to send a $100 donation to because I can afford to do it, and for what the positive impact this one content creator has had in my life. $100 is something it's the least I can do. Yeah, it's the least I can do. Yeah, it's the least I can do. So I need to show my appreciation in that way. It doesn't always have to be monetary. Even just a message to say, hey, this is what you've done for me. I really appreciate it. Even that goes a long way. That's very important. So if you can't do fine, this is a good lesson for everybody. If there's people out there that you want to support or that you appreciate what they've done for you, tell the truth and tell them. Maybe you can't send them a donation for whatever reason, but tell the truth. Tell them how, take 20 minutes and compose a well thought out message on DM or email or Facebook message or whatever, and tell them the truth on how they've made you feel and what positive impact they've had on your life. If you've never been on the receiving end of a message that way, you don't know how that feels for the receiving party. It really makes a difference to them. In fact, possibly more than even receiving a donation or money would. It's very important to me. And I want you guys to do that, not necessarily just with me, although I'll be honest, I'm going to just tell my truth. I want to receive those messages so I know what impact I'm having, so I'm not just talking to a microphone all the time. And if you are able to do so, I do want donations. You can donate by going to buymeacoffee.com/polyglotazrin. That's my truth. And my truth is also that if you don't send me a donation or don't ever send me a message, I don't judge you for it. I don't view you any more negatively for it. That's my full 100% truth. And I want you to think about what kinds of people you, content creators online, that you genuinely have benefited a lot from. And I want you to go support them by sending them a heartfelt message or a donation. I also want you to do the same thing for people in your life personally that you know, family members, friends. Send them a heartfelt message or phone call to tell them what they've done for you. Tell the truth. Tell the truth aggressively. Share the truth with a passion all the time, 10 times a day or more. I'm telling you that as much as I'm telling myself that, by the way. This is a message to me. This isn't just a message to you guys. This is a message to me because I'm fucking up on this myself. Okay, I'm going to wrap this up. It's 2:34, and as I said, I'm going to go do this right now. There's people I have to send donations to, and there's people I have to send some heartfelt messages to, so this might be a night where I don't sleep as much, but it has to be done today because I've putted this down the road way too long. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.